Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Hierarchy Podcast. It's a production of the website fagsworshipalphas.com. I'm Sam the Faggot, and I wish all of you a happy Valentine's Day. It's maybe something that isn't a topic that comfortably fits on this kind of podcast, which is typically about hierarchy. Hierarchy can be a brutal, unsparing, unforgiving place many times, and it's full of hard edges most times, you know. But on Valentine's Day, I wanted to take a moment to look at some things that I've seen recently with several situations, and I wanted to highlight them because, you know, when we talk about alphas and faggots, you know, alphas owning and using faggots, a lot of times the focus is on the fetish-ish kind of thing, the beating, the spitting, the fucking, etc., right? But there can be room for tenderness and great warmth between an owner and his faggot. And I want to talk about that because I want both faggots in my audience and alphas to think a little bit about the situation that you're in with, you know, if you're a faggot, the situation with your master, or if you're a master and owner, your situation with your faggots. There can be room for tenderness or kindness. There can be opportunity for warmth. I see a lot of, and I've experienced a lot of, brutality in within the hierarchical arrangement, you know. And I've also seen moments of astonishing kindness and softness and warmth. And there's room for both. If you're an alpha, if you're a master, you're a man, right? You have all the capabilities at your disposal to own your faggot in the right way. And what do I mean by the right way? Well, a way that is not just a disciplinarian, but also a merciful God to the faggot, merciful owner. I always default back to this example of a man owning a faithful dog, right? There's room there for kindness, right? A man doesn't just constantly beat his dog that loves him, right? No, of course not. A man feeds the dog and cleanses the dog and takes it for walks and takes it to the vet, cuddles with it, pets it, plays with it, right? A faggot is very much like a dog. It's your dog. You own that faggot. And it's devoted entirely to you. It's given up its life to serve you. So there's room for you to be appreciative of what that faggot does for you on a daily basis. It doesn't have to be mean constantly or cruel. There's places for love and affection within the arrangement. It's not the same kind of love that, let's say, a man might feel for a wife, right, or anything like that. But it's an affection, an appreciation that the faggot is surrendering itself to you. And that should be every successful master faggot relationship, you know, ongoing, has at the heart of it this this measure of affection. And where a master might do something special for his faggot, or if the faggot does something special for its master, there should be a place for that. And on Valentine's Day, I really wanted to highlight that a little bit more, because, you know, I talk a lot about the tougher aspects of hierarchy, but, you know, I want to talk about something softer today, you know. I guess what kind of led me to this is something that happened a couple of days ago. Master Jin, who basically started the ball rolling with all the alphas in Toronto and their faggots. Master Jin, of course, owns Chin, who's his faggot. And it's been his faggot for, you know, a large portion of the last year. And there's been ups and downs. Master Jin has had to discipline Chin multiple times, and there's been difficulties, troubles, you know. But the other day, Master Jin, who is totally straight, okay, but he has an affection for Chin, who's a remarkable faggot. Master Jin went to Chin and kissed Chin on the forehead and told Chin that he was a good boy. And Chin could have broken down and cried for that simple act of kindness, you know. It was a very gentle gesture on the part of Master Jin, a measure of kindness unexpectedly, but it deeply inspired Chin to want to serve Master Chin, or Jin, even more. You see what I mean? Like, that simple act. It's nothing to an alpha to do something like that. Every alpha has the power to be merciful and gracious and thoughtful. You know, it doesn't diminish you as a man. It makes you more of a man to be that way, you know. I really am so proud of Master Jin, because he is a straight alpha male who has really led by example on how to be a real man, who owns a faggot and is responsible for the life of that faggot and takes all of it very, very seriously and personally. And because he does that, he owns one of the great faggots on earth, and his life is benefited by the ownership of that faggot. And he showed that appreciation there. And I just I just thought the world of that gesture. Okay. But that's not all. I don't know if it's because of Valentine's Day coming around, but alphas in general seem to be a little softer and a little kinder to their faggots. There's a story that's been going on the website. I haven't gotten many updates recently on the site, but I've gotten them in the background, of Master James and his faggot Trey. A wonderful story, but it's turned a corner. Master James has decided that he wants to own Trey permanently. And so he went and ordered Trey a 3D printed chastity cage. Now, I've talked about chastity cages being given to faggots. It's almost like a wedding ring in a sort of a way for a faggot, you know. It's a permanent claim on that faggot's life by a man. And so Master James wanted to take that extraordinary step finally with Trey, and Trey is, you know, very excited about the opportunity to have that, you know, be, you know, bestowed upon him. So look for that update that's coming. There's the story of Master Matt. Now, Master Matt has just really come a very long way over the last year. He's gone from basically a destroyer alpha to one of the great protector alphas. His attitude is 180 degrees different. But he, yesterday, caged his second faggot. Okay, right now, he's owned, his first owned faggot was Michael, and Michael's still living with him. But he wanted to own another faggot. And so he found a new faggot, a really beautiful faggot named Jeremy. And yesterday, Master Matt, they went out shopping together and found a chastity cage together. And Master Matt brought Jeremy home, had Jeremy shower and clean himself up, you know, remove all of his hair, etc. And meanwhile, Master Matt lit candles and had a bottle of wine. And when Jeremy came out of the shower, Master Matt, you know, ceremoniously caged Jeremy in really a very beautiful, memorable way. Very loving, honestly, given the fact that Jeremy is giving up his, you know, his reproductive organs, you know, for the opportunity to be Master Matt's faggot. And so I just thought, what a change has happened in Master Matt. Really overwhelming, the change in him. I don't know. I could write sonnets about how proud I am of Master Matt. Now he owns two faggots. And the beautiful thing too, also, Master Matt gave Jeremy some of his used clothes to wash, and to keep some, like his underwear. And he's not using Jeremy for sex. Jeremy is a virgin faggot. He's taking his time and letting the faggot adjust to chastity, become acclimated to it and stuff before he begins to kind of train him to serve. And that's, again, a kindness. You see the thread running through this podcast? These are all acts of great kindness and tenderness on the part of very powerful alpha males. You know, I just can't. It's hard for me to describe properly, but like I'm so blown away by the depth of emotion and insight that these alpha males can invest in their faggots. You know, Master Nick is another wonderful example of this. And basically, Master Nick has been a guiding force for Master Matt, you know, to develop these qualities in himself. Master Nick, you know, Master Nick can be very rough on a faggot, you know, but he also takes time to care for each of his four faggots, you know, in a deep and emotional way. You know, and this is why I mean, I gotta say that when I hear faggots come to me and saying, I want, you know, an abusive alpha, I want an alpha that'll beat me up, I want an alpha that will, you know, do awful things to me, there's a part of me that gets very, very sad, because these types of faggots are never going to know what it's like to truly serve a great man. They're going to serve pretend men, you know, pretend alphas. Alphas that don't have any depth to them, to their soul. They don't have a soul. All they know is pain and abuse. But I have served great men. And I know these men. I know Master Jin. I know Master Matt. I know Master Nick. Master Kyle. Sir Rob. On and on. I know these men. I've served men like them. And it is... it's a treasure that I have always kept close to my heart. It's always guided me. And that is the value of the hierarchical arrangement when it's done correctly, when there's respect and caring involved. And I just thought on Valentine's Day, I really wanted to touch on something, an aspect that is often ignored, you know, and I'm guilty of it a lot of times too. But there is so much depth in a man. There's so much power and strength and wisdom and depth of emotion in a man that can be used to enhance his alphahood. And if faggots can see that, they will give up everything for that man. They will have faggots serving them for life if they can reach down and expose that part of them that's there and build something truly powerful with the faggot, you know. I mean, the relationship that a man has with his dog that he loves is unbreakable. That man would do anything to save that dog that he loves. He doesn't want to, you know, it's not a romantic love. It's philia love. It's a Greek word that means friendship, you know, but a deep friendship, a deep affection. And an alpha can have that with a faggot. It doesn't diminish a man to have that kind of affection for his faggot. Not at all. It makes him more of a man, in my opinion. But, and I guess I kind of want to finish this podcast. As many of you know, like, I, baby boy and I are, one, right? Since it's been basically 4 years since Trump closed the door on baby boy, and I had to take extraordinary measures to rescue him from Syria. And we've gone through hell together over those 4 years. And we're still together, you know, in a way. We've had a lot of trouble this year, though. And I will say that despite the distance and despite the troubles, I still love him more than anything I've ever loved before. And on this Valentine's Day, I just want to say I am very proud of him. He has battled a lot of difficulties this year, and even though our relationship is changing, he is going to be stronger, and I have been so proud of him for those changes and all the hard work he's put in. And I am grateful to the universe for giving me that little boy. So, that's the love episode of the Hierarchy Podcast. I hope it didn't disappoint you, but I just think that everybody would benefit with a little bit more generosity of the heart, you know. So, anyway, I hope you had a good Valentine's Day, and I hope that that your dreams do come true, and that you find the right person. Anyway, I love you guys, and I thank you for all your support and everything that you do to inspire me. And I look forward to talking to you about filthy things later in the week, okay? So I want you to take care of yourself, be safe, and be kind to each other, at least for a day, okay? All right. I will talk to you soon. Bye.